The Almost Disaster. "Lenore," said Mom, "I have to go do the barn chores this morning. Dad had to go to work early. Please watch Ollie and Tammy. I'll be out back for about an hour." "Okay," replied Lenore. "Can they play outside?" "That's fine. Just keep an eye on them." "Come on, Tammy," called Ollie. "Let's go dig in the dirt pile." Lenore watched them play out the window as she washed dishes. Then she put on her headphones and sat at the counter looking at recipes, but she could still see them. "Let's dig a tunnel," said Ollie. They found their shovels in the garage. "I'll start on this side, and you can start on the other side," said Ollie. "Keep digging, Tammy," shouted Ollie from his side of the pile. "Pretty soon we'll meet in the middle. Then we can crawl through." He scooped a few more shovelfuls, then stopped to rest. He didn't hear anything except birds. "What are you doing, Tammy?" But no one replied. He ran to the other side. She was gone. "Tammy," he called. Lenore saw Ollie out the window, but she couldn't hear anything since she had her headphones on. She assumed everything was fine. Crash! "Oh, no!" Ollie ran toward the garage where the sound came from. Tammy was standing on top of Dad's workbench, reaching for a bucket. "No, Tammy, don't pull that down," shouted Ollie. Tammy stopped. "I want a bucket from my dirt," she said. "You can't have that one," he said. "It's full of old oil. Get down." Tammy stepped back onto the stool that she had dragged over. A pile of nails were scattered on the floor. That was the crash Ollie heard. "What's going on?" said Mom when she heard Ollie call for Tammy. And the crash, she came running. Just when Lenore appeared. "What happened? Weren't you watching them?" asked Mom. "Yes, and when I couldn't see them, I came right out," said Lenore. "Didn't you hear the crash?" "No," replied Lenore. "You can't fully pay attention when you're wearing those headphones," said Mom. "We almost had a disaster." Lenore felt terrible. "When you're watching young kids, you must pay close attention. That means watching and listening. We can be thankful Tammy didn't pull that bucket of oil down, and especially thankful that Ollie was so attentive."